Good morning, everyone. Thank you. So let's think. When we see the following words, I'll just wait for the words to come up. The first slide. Good things come to those who wait. I wonder who can tell me, what does that mean? You want to give me an example of good things come to those who wait? What do you think, Adam?
God would listen to you if you wait for him.
That's right. God would listen to you if you wait for him. Now, whenever you hear me saying the words, good things come, I want you to respond by saying, to those who wait. Should we do that one time? Good things come. Thank you. Now, who can tell me of any Christian celebrations about waiting for something good? I'll give you one clue. We light candles when we do it. What do you think? We do light candles to praise God. That is one way, but we celebrate Jesus' birth at Christmas and we celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection at Easter, there's a time of year where we celebrate waiting for something good. Do you know what it's called, Amy?
Is it Christmas?
It's the bit before Christmas. It's the time that we are in now. What do you think? It is Advent. That's right. So we celebrate Advent as this time of the year, and it simply means coming or arrival. Advent is meant to be a time of waiting for the coming of Jesus, preparing for the celebration of his birth. We count the days to Christmas. Some of you might have this. This is two slides on. One more. From an Advent calendar, as we are expecting and looking forward to Christmas. Good things come. That's right. I'm going to light my first candle. I might, yes, that's a good idea. Maybe in a little bit I'll get someone to light the candle. Can you think of other times when we are waiting for something or someone? Maybe give it like a little bit of a think. In our lives, a time where we are waiting for something or someone. Do you want to quickly share that with someone near you? A time where you know, I'm waiting for someone or something. So, it could be as simple as, what do you want to share? Go for it. Waiting for your birthday to come, and it's only once a year, so that's quite a long wait. That's right. Another example?
Christmas.
We wait for Christmas with excitement. And one more? Waiting for a baby when someone is pregnant. That's right. It could be as simple as waiting for an elevator to come down or up so we could get inside. We might have to wait for the doctor or the dentist in the waiting room. We might be awaiting results of an examination or a medical test. We might be expecting important news from family members or friends, news about a possible redundancy at work or a promotion. Sometimes we wait for sad things, and sometimes we wait for good things. Good things come. That's it. So I read this story about a young boy who had to wait quite a while to get his father's permission to use their car. He'd just gotten his driving license, and so he asked his dad, who was a church pastor, if they could discuss the use of the car. His dad took him to his study and said to him, I'll make a deal with you. You bring your grades up, study your Bible a little, and get your hair cut. And then we'll talk about it. So after about a month, this boy came back again. He asked his dad, can we discuss the use of the car? So again, dad took him to the study, and he said to his son, son, I've been really proud of you. You have brought your grades up. You have studied your Bible diligently, but you didn't get your hair cut. The young man waited a moment and replied, you know, Dad, I've been thinking about that. Samson had long hair. Moses had long hair. Noah had long hair, and even Jesus had long hair. To which his father replied, yes, you're right. And they also walked everywhere they went. At the very heart of the biblical story is the idea of waiting. In Egypt and later in Babylon, the people of Israel waited centuries. That means they waited hundreds, thousands of years to be freed. And at the time of the birth of Jesus, the Jewish people were waiting for the Messiah. All through the prophets in the Old Testament of the Bible, God had said, I am going to send my messenger, the promised one, the one you have been waiting for, the rescuer. We read in Isaiah 9 verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Good things come. In fact, did you know that the very... I've forgotten to light my candle there. Do you want to do a lighting? We'll get a turn. It might be tricky with this. There you go.
Can I have a go?
Okay. The next one, I'll call someone. So you all need to go sit down because fire is actually very dangerous. Can you sit back, please? There we go. Did you know that the very first time that God promised a Savior was actually all the way back in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis? Callum, I need you guys to sit on the carpet, please. Can you sit on the carpet, please, just to be safe? Thank you very much. This actually includes you as well. Thank you. In the book of Genesis, let's have a look. Genesis 3 verse 15 says, I will put enmity between you and the woman. So God is speaking to the snake, the serpent, who we know as the devil. And between your offspring and hers, and he, the offspring of the woman, will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. In theological terms, this is called the first gospel. God promised that through the descendant of a woman, Eve, would come one who would crush the head of Satan. This is the first promise of Jesus, our rescuer, and the first great act of God's grace after our tragic act of rebellion. Good things come. All right, who's sitting nicely? Light one more candle. So you push that. There you go. Thank you very much. Mary had been waiting for the Messiah to come, and then she found herself waiting for a special baby to be born. At the beginning, we remembered that Advent is a time of waiting and preparing for the coming of Jesus. But I want to challenge you, rather than Advent being a time where, oh, we need to get presents ready. Oh, we need to think about what we're going to make for Christmas Day. Or we need to shop for this and this and this. And it's all of this stress. Instead of Advent being that, why don't we take it as an opportunity to also prepare ourselves to be even more like Jesus, to be even closer to God in our hearts and our minds. God not only came to Mary over 2,000 years ago, he also came to us. And he will come again. Jesus will come again. We have to wait for Christmas Day, and we have to wait for Jesus to return as the Prince of Peace and our King. Just as everything was ready for Jesus' birth, at the moment, the right moment that God was waiting for, we can know that God wants everything to be ready when Jesus comes again. And he is coming. So get ready. Good things come. I'm going to light one more candle. Push it. There you go, well done. And so why are we not lighting the last one? Because we light that on Christmas Day. That's right. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for the excitement that we feel during the run-up to Christmas. Help us to step back from the hustle and bustle of the Christmas preparations, to find some time of quiet when we can think about how we can be ready in our hearts for Jesus to come. Amen.